Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. 2010 is the year to make your money work for you. Here are some financial resolutions to help you get the job done. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind. Resolution number 1, I will lose the charge and I'll pay later mentality. Did you know that credit cards have created a world of instant gratification and serious debt? In fact, the Federal Reserve reported there was $2.5 trillion in total consumer debt in 2009. That works out to nearly $8,100 in debt for every man, woman, and child that lives in the United States. And that doesn't even include debt secured by real estate. So in 2010, resolve to live within your means. If you cannot afford to pay for something in full, then you cannot afford to buy it. Resolution number 2, I will pay down my credit card debt. Not charging what you can't afford is a start, but getting rid of the debt you currently carry helps put you on track to financial freedom. Consider using an accredited credit counseling service. These services are free and can get creditors to lower your interest rates and help you make payments on time, but avoid consolidation loans that can hurt your credit score. Resolution number 3, I will max out my IRA. Stashing money away for retirement is prudent and critical. The earlier you start, the better, but it is never too late to begin. And you have until tax day in April to put the maximum amount in your IRA. And if you are over 50, remember you may qualify to contribute an additional amount of money in a special catch-up provision. Resolution number 4, I will take advantage of my employee 401k plan. If you work for a company that offers a 401k plan, remember, this is another place to put pre-tax earnings and put it away for retirement. If your company matches your contribution and you aren't contributing the maximum amount, you are basically throwing away free money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.